The Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the Message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Greetings, dear friends. It is a pleasure to be able to be with you for these few moments and to consider the truths connected with that great passage of Scripture that we know as the Ten Commandments. No piece of literature has affected human society as much as these ten words, as they are known in the Hebrew. The jurisprudence of many of Earth's nations has its foundation in these words. No one has been able to improve on their succinctness or their profoundness. While the first four commandments deal with Israel's relationship with God, the last six give guidelines governing the children of Israel's relationship with each other and with other people. Yeshua summarized these commandments with these words, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." In these words, Yeshua is not thinking just about the children of Israel, but all men who desire to be related rightly to God and to other men. Today I desire for us to think about the seventh commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." These words speak directly to the moral situation in which today's society finds itself. It has been suggested that due to the emphasis on sex in America, that today's time should be called sex o'clock. Television commercials, billboards, and magazines offer sex as a bonus with everything from toothpaste to the latest model of automobile. The news media is constantly filled with stories of rape, perversion, and sexual brutality. Sexual perversions are presented as an acceptable lifestyle. Bedroom scenes and marital infidelity are openly and flagrantly portrayed in the movies and on television. As a result of this attack on the souls of Americans, the moral fabric of our society has been eroded. Moral weakness is in evidence on all levels of society. It is time to call Gentile and Jewish Americans back to the moral stability portrayed in these commandments, given originally to the ancient people of Israel, and which lies at the basis of Western jurisprudence. In particular, the moral standard of this seventh word, which declares, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," needs to be taught afresh in every synagogue, temple, and church. It is the design of the God of the whole earth that the sanctity of marriage be preserved. A great Christian preacher of a few years ago, G. Campbell Morgan, wrote, "God's first circle of society is that of the family, and the origin of the family in his purpose lies within the sacred unity of man and woman. In its proper place, sex is a gift from Yahweh. Hugh Hefner, with his playboy philosophy, didn't invent it. He merely perverted it, giving it free expression as nothing more than an animal instinct. Sex was created by Yahweh and ordained by him and blessed by him. The physical attraction between the sexes was divinely implanted at the time of creation. It is not sinful, but a part of his great plan for man." This command was designed to protect the oneness of married love. In the first book of Moses, Bereshit, or Genesis, as it is more commonly known, we read that the Creator took notice that it was, quote, "not good for man to be alone." and so he made woman. Eve was created first of all for companionship. The procreation of the human race was to flow from that loving relationship. This command also clearly teaches that sex outside of the marriage bond is wrong. Sex should be associated with beautiful words such as love, marriage, companionship, home, and babies. Too often today we see it teamed up with words like rape, lust, infidelity, prostitution, disease, and abuse. The fact is, sex can be a wonderful servant or a terrible taskmaster. Technically, adultery is illicit sex involving a married person. A number of years ago, Reader's Digest printed an article titled "The Case Against Cheating in Marriage." That article's conclusion was that there are three arguments against cheating on one's partner. One, it causes pain to the mate. Two, it hides the real problem. And three, it is destructive to the unfaithful partner's self-image. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, did not make light of adultery. In fact, he went so far as to say that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. The Brit Kadoshah writer Paul, setting forth a list of 17 of what he calls the works of the flesh, places adultery in first place, followed by three other sexual sins: fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. So heinous does God look upon these sexual deviations that he moved Paul to write, "And they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Writing just as strongly in another passage of Scripture, Paul says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." What I appreciate most about what Paul says in this Corinthian passage is that adultery is not an unpardonable sin. He writes of the Corinthian believers, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Adultery and sexual immorality had been part of the lifestyle of the Corinthian believers, but through faith in Yeshua HaMashiach, they had been forgiven and cleansed from that sin. Have you broken the seventh commandment? Does your heart grieve you that you have committed adultery and have destroyed the relationship you had with your spouse? My dear friend, I encourage you in this moment to turn by faith to Yeshua, seeking the forgiveness of God. He will not turn you away. In the fourth gospel of the New Testament, John chapter 4, there is a beautiful account of Yeshua meeting with a Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and was presently living common law, that is, with a man who was not her husband. In that story, Yeshua brings the woman to a place of forgiveness and salvation. That is exactly what he will do for you. To a woman who had been publicly accused of adultery, we read, "When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." While Yeshua gladly forgave the woman of her adultery, he expected her to stop. Only through faith in Yeshua can sin be forgiven. Only through faith in Yeshua can our lives be turned around. Only through faith in Yeshua can a repentant, believing sinner be indwelt of the Holy Spirit and so receive strength to keep the standard of morality required in the Ten Commandments. May God grant you His perfect shalom through His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Shalom.